love one another. Love one another and thus fulfill God's law. Now that's my title, that's my song, and those are all the words to it. Y'all help me praise it. We must love one another, love one another, and thus fulfill the royal law of God. We must love one another, oh, love one another, and thus fulfill God's law. You may be seated. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I give honor to my husband and my pastor, Bishop Verdell Jones, to the assistant pastor of this church, Dr. Pursley, to all of the ministers and officials in their particular position. We thank God for those that minister and serve in the house of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And Bishop was right. I don't have a lot today. I've asked the Lord. Maybe he'll do more. I don't know. But love was what came to me, and then Sister Erica's song brought me another message, and I thank God for that. You know, he's really good like that. When you need a word from God, hallelujah, if you stand in expectation of hearing from him, he will speak to you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I thank him for being faithful. Hallelujah. I couldn't even sing, and then Sister Erica got up there and sang that song, and I got up because God was speaking to Sister Jones, and I could hear myself sing. And then I got up here, I sound pretty good. I thought, well, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I praise him. He is love. God is love. Hallelujah. He's eternal. Hallelujah. He's from age to age. Hallelujah. He's all-powerful, all-knowing. Hallelujah. He's ever-present, Hallelujah. You could go on and on about the characteristics of our God. Oh, but one of the greatest is that he is love. God is love. Hallelujah. I magnify him too. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And then when he calls us in, when he draws us by his love, hallelujah, and puts his love on the inside of us, those of us that were really kind of nasty in the day, those who didn't like nobody, didn't trust nobody, didn't like nobody, but when God's love enters into you, hallelujah, we're transformed. We're transformed by his love. And if you would go with me, and we won't be long, I can assure you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, praise God. I lost it. Thank you, Jesus. 1 John 3:11. 1 John 3 and verse 11. Thank you, Lord. 1 John 3, verse 11. You can read it if you like. And then we'll go from 11 to 22 through 24. So we're going to read 1 John chapter 3, verse 11, and then we'll move to verses 22 to 24. Join me in reading. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. Amen. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us. Lord, I give you praise and honor. Bless your people. We wait on a word from you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, mighty God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you for your love, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for your word, Lord. Be glorified in your house this week in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And you may be seated. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Y'all pray. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Doesn't that sound like a simple thing, to love one another? But, it don't always happen so easy. It is not easy to love each other. Just look at our group. We pretty tight. As far as we come to church, we meet 2 times a week, and yet the love isn't always manifested like it ought to be. Even in homes, the brother that just went out, he was talking about how women get on their nerves, and he laughed because he says, in families, that's the way it always is. The women are talking and the men don't want to hear it. But we put up with one another because we know we must love one another. It is something God has called us to do. Love one another. And it just isn't easy to do. If you ain't acting right, if I don't like the way you look, your clothes, I don't like what you said last week, but I gotta love you anyway. It's a command he gave. M-U-S-T. We must love one another. It's a command. We must love one another. And love isn't always grinning and giving you something. Love does hard stuff sometimes. It, come on back up, brothers. Okay. Love forgives. That's hard. But love forgives. And love gives. Well, I don't want to give him that $20 bill, but God said, give it. Slide that in the hand because they have a need. That's God whispering to you. But I was going to do such and such with that 20. God said, put it, slide it in their hands. That's love. Love doesn't always feel good. Love isn't always easy. But the word says we must love one another. And he set the example for us. Filthy. Wallowing in our sin, and yet he loved us. Yet he loved us. Gave himself a sacrifice for your and my sin. He had a choice. He didn't have to do it. The little song said, he could have called 10,000 angels. It only took one angel. But he loved us. And he demonstrated his love for us by going to the cross for us. He demonstrated his love for us. And then when we slip and fall in our saved state, we mess up. There's not a one of you in here. Ain't messed up in your saved state. But he promises, he says, if you confess your sin to me, I'm faithful and just to forgive you. That's love. Y'all know how you love them babies. Y'all, those babies that look like you and that you carried 9 months and popped out. And y'all know how you love them babies. When they're right and when they're wrong. You love them babies. He loves us like that. Isn't that nice? It's wonderful to be loved. There's a lot of people that don't feel loved in this world. There's a lot. They say that on the college campuses, the percentage of depressed people is really high. I don't know what it is. Young people, all they know is they haven't developed relationships and how to relate. And this just keeps them further separated, really. It's not good. They don't have anybody to love them. Or somebody they thought loved them was just using them. Love is a precious gift God has given us. And he says you must love each other. Those of you that bear my name, call yourself a Christian, been filled with my Holy Ghost, he says you must love one another. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We must love one another. It's the example he has set for us. And you know, nobody can tell you how to love that person over there you really can't stand. Nobody can tell you except Jesus. Jesus can tell you how to do it. If you take that person, you know, thank you, Lord. Well, I'm a witness. Hallelujah. Maybe I told the story before, but there was somebody I was having a real hard time with. And somebody in a position having a real hard time. And I did what somebody else had told me they had done when they were in a similar situation. I went to my Bible first and I read. I was looking for reasons why I could hate them, but I couldn't find nothing. And it kept telling me how I need to respect them because of the position they had. I needed to respect. I needed to honor. Respect and honor. That's what I kept. Yeah, so three times I went to the scripture and God told me three different places. I just opened my Bible because they had done this and they had done that and do. I just knew I was standing on righteous ground to go and tell them off. But the Lord showed me three times in the Word that I was to respect them. And part of respect is to love. So I began to pray from what somebody else, it wasn't my idea. So somebody else had mentioned this. And I began to pray for that person. And I disliked them so much, I could not pray for them earnestly. I mean, just, I couldn't. But I began to pray for their family members, the people outside. I could pray, honestly. You know, I'm not going to get up on my knees before God and say a whole bunch of lies. He knows when I'm lying. But, I began to pray for the family. They, like all of us, love their family. I asked the Lord to bless the family members. And over time, and it took about year, 2 years. Over time, I got closer and closer to them. I began to pray for their extremities. Woo, pray for their position on their job, you know. And until I felt it in my heart. And then God began to, he just put that person in my heart. Hallelujah. I began to care about that person. You pray for somebody every day. God will work love in your heart. And hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I would get down, I mean, really pray for them and their family and their situation. And one day, early morning prayer, the Lord spoke to me and he said, they're in the hospital. I prayed. And when I got up, I went on, got on phone, called somebody that I knew. They were in the hospital. You see what God will do? And he had me praying earnestly for the situation. And then God began to speak to me and tell me what to pray for. This is happening. That is happening. Because I got that hate out of me. You can't, hate is a like a metal shield. You can't get nothing. You can't receive from God hating on folk. You hinder your progress. Because if you won't pray for them, God will get somebody else. But you hinder your progress. Hallelujah. And he began to lose, and I began to have a softer, tenderer heart to that person. And even though they had offended me grossly, God had given me a love. He is love. He can work love in us when we don't love. On top of that, he said, you must love. You want something from me? You better love your brother and your sister. The Lord's Prayer. One of the first things we pray for. Forgive me my trespasses as I forgive those who trespass against me. So what if they did talk nasty? What if they did lie on you? What if they did take something that you considered yours? We have to forgive, saints, because love, we won't be able to love if we don't forgive. And you know what? I'm through. We must love one another. Love one another. And thus fulfill the royal love of God. We must love one another. Love one another. And thus fulfill God's law. Thank you, Jesus. Now, we've talked about how we have to love one another. And he has set the ultimate example of love for us. And that was to die on the cross for you and for me. I invite you now to come to the altar and love. If you need to forgive somebody, just come. You can talk to one of the ministers, or you can just stand before God's altar and bow your head. God knows the situation, and ask God to help you love in a situation that has been very difficult for you to love. If you want God to help you love, he will. He will. Come and ask for his help. And if you are ready for baptism in Jesus' name, because the ultimate price was paid for you, God loved you so much that he hung on the cross for you. Hallelujah. He suffered, bled, and died for you. Come. Come and receive from God. Come ho, come ho, you who are weary, come ho, earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, oh sinner, come ho, come ho, come here, come forth. Come home, ye who are weary, come home, earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, oh sinner, come home. If you got the helpets, and you would just like somebody to pray for you, come ho, come ho, come forward. Ye who are weary, come ho, tired of your load, earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, oh sinner, come. And you know that offer is available to you as long as we're in the church building. Not everybody likes to walk. Well, they'll think this and they'll think that. But you can grab a hold to Elder Persley or Deacon, and they'll pray for you wherever you are if you have a need for prayer. God bless you.